Mishnah Yud. What happens if you've got a group of people, they haven't yet had wine during the meal, so if they have wine at the end of the meal, they're going to have to make a bracha on that wine. And bolahem yain l'achar mozon, and indeed wine comes to them at the end of the meal, after they've finished eating, but before they've benched. Ve'ein shomel oisa akos, and that is the only cup of wine available. So if they drink it now, then there won't be a cup of wine for the benching. You can make a bracha on the wine now, you can drink the wine now, and there won't be wine for benching. And then you will make a bracha, or a number of brachas for the food, meaning you will bench without a cup of wine. You have to make a bracha on the food first, meaning you have to bench and you have to keep the wine for the benching, and then make a bracha on the wine, and you can drink the wine after benching, because then you would have had the wine for benching. So the way we're understanding the Mishnah is that the machlokes is, b'shamai hold, benching does not require a cup of wine, and a bracha on the cup of wine to be made after benching, whereas according to Beis Hillel, it is required. The Perek ends off by telling us, Onin Omein Achar Yisrael HaMavarech. One should answer Omein after hearing a Jew make a bracha. The point of the Mishnah being that even if you don't hear the entire bracha, for example, you just hear the last words, Boire Priya Eitz, you can assume that he began by saying, Blessed is Hashem, etc., and that he's not praising some other power, some other idol. And so one should, and in fact he is obligated to answer Amen, even if he just hears the end part of the bracha. Some hold that he at least needs to hear Hashem's name, however, according to most, it's enough just to hear the end part of the bracha. However, Ve'ein Onin Amen Achar HaKusi HaMavarech, one should not answer Amen after a Kusi who makes a bracha. Remember, a Kusi is somebody who is part of the nation of Kusim, who had a sort of doubtful conversion, and they were constantly under suspicion of idolatry. Perhaps they hadn't left their previous idolatrous ways, and therefore if you only hear the end part of the bracha by a Kusi, then you don't know if he had begun by praising Hashem or by praising some avodah zarah, some idolatry. And therefore you cannot answer Amen and Sheishma Kol HaBracha unless you hear the entire bracha, because Amen is effectively agreeing and saying that what you just said is true. So if the Kusi had just said that some sort of idol should be blessed, and you answer Amen, then that is certainly not appropriate, and therefore should be avoided, must be avoided, unless you hear the entire bracha.